Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And we're in the same room.
Together! I was just debating, could I interrupt and say, we're here together right by each other.
It's kind of weird. And we only have one microphone because equipment. And so we're very close. We're standing we're not huggers. We're very close to each other. But we're here because
we're going to.
I know. We're going to talk about, we're going to do a taste test.
Yes. And we're having a whole sensory experience right now already, actually. There is some smells happening here.
Yeah, because I wanted to do the fun, different potato chips that we don't get here in the United States. But every time I go on like Amazon or something, the teeny tiny bags were an insane amount of money.
Yes, like $39.99 for two bags or something absurd.
And
like
then
that.
Shipping.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was at Wajimaya, which is an Asian grocery store over in Seattle this weekend, and they had like a wall of a variety of chips.
Do you remember when Lay's did, they had a whole series, so it was like biscuits and gravy, and there was like a Korean barbecue or something that was delightful. But that's as close as we've gotten here in the U.S. to anything unique.
Yeah. So barbecue. These are all different. I immediately texted Amy and I was like, how do you feel about this? And you were like, no seafood. But what we're doing is I put tags on the little chip bags of numbers, 1 through 7.
Nice.
And then I made plates with 1 through 7 and then gave it to Chaz. And he was like, we should have double blind randomized. And I was like, no, do not take the numbers off of the bags. So we don't know. So we could try to figure out what the flavor is just by tasting it. And then we can check the bags.
Excellent.
And see how close we were. Because,
you
know.
I love that idea.
It's science. Although it's only two people.
I predict that I am going to be very suggestible because my sense of smell is not always particularly reliable. I thought we had an electrical burning smell and they're like, oh no, that's peach tea or something. That could also be that.
Okay.
It wasn't peachy, but it was something entirely different. And so I'm wondering if my sense of taste will be similar. Like, I'm not going to. We're going to find out.
Yeah. And we have all 7 out at the same time in the tiny blanket fort.
Yeah.
And it is, there's some seaweed. There's some vegetable smells. It's interesting.
Yep.
Should we get started?
Yeah.
With number one.
Number
one looks like your traditional Lay's potato chip.
Here. It looks like sour cream and onion.
It does. It's got like little green flecks on it.
Yep. Smells like lawn that's been in the bag for a day. Okay. I licked mine first. I'm going to go in cautious here.
No. This is like the candy corn experience.
I'm not opposed to this.
I'm not either. Now I'm not so sure I know what it is. I'm going to let you guess first because...
It's ringing bells and I cannot nail it down. I should tell you that I have a potential allergic responses to mango and pistachio.
I don't think any of that is here.
Great.
Okay. I will tell you it's vegetable.
Yes,
it's kind of
sure.
Vegetable.
Mm-hmm. It's a friendly place in my brain, but I cannot decide what it is. And I don't know if I'd want to eat a giant pile of these.
What if I said like
it's not radish,
typical or... Midwestern farm table dinner vegetable.
Oh,
sliced up. Usually it would be tomatoes and on a plate.
Pickles is what goes on plates. Tomatoes and pickles and onions in my family. I am from the Northwest. I do come from farm people, but if there's tomatoes on the table, I don't know.
Because there's a little bit of seaweed.
Yeah. Yes, I would agree with that.
It's a cooling vegetable.
Cucumbers.
Cucumber. I think it's cucumber.
I would agree with that potentially.
It's got that cool.
Mm-hmm. Almost a little bit of sweetness in there.
Yeah. Supposedly, women really love the cucumber smell over other
smells. Am I pissed off by that? Women love cucumbers.
Oh, they're so green.
or is it like women love cucumbers because of our excessive intelligence or the genetic marker, blah, blah, blah? Give me the right answer here. Also, while you're looking that up, we definitely, like, if there's something spicy in here, we have to create that yummy cucumbers with, like, rice wine vinegar and chilies and a little sugar. If we can create that with chips, I'm going to try.
Okay, so according to the Chicago Tribune, for women, the smell of baby powder is a real turn on. I don't know if I agree with this.
What are they saying about Good and Plenty's? I like
Good also and the licorice candy and cucumber.
Really?
That it's, well, I got to tell you that sniffing these chips, I do not feel, you know, like I need to go on a date or anything.
No. And we haven't consulted a primary source on that, everyone?
No, we haven't. It's one of those things where all of the immediate things on Google are agreeing, which tells me, and none of them are science based. Yeah. So
they all read a Huffington Post article.
They did. They're all like, BuzzFeed says cucumbers are arousing. So that's probably where I got it. Well, let's hit number two.
Okay.
Again, also looks like kind of a boring Lay's potato chip, you know, just that thin chip looking guy.
Oh, this has a spicy sweet smell.
Kind of some bouillon action.
I just licked it and I'm definitely getting like the puff from the ramen packet that you get when you put it in.
You're not going to like this. Mm-mm. No. Oh.
No, I'm not. Mm-mm. It's like seaweed ramen.
Mm-hmm. And maybe like fishy?
Mm-hmm. Mm. There are some crackers that you can get. Mm. They're a rice cracker and they're like a little bigger than a Ritz. And yeah. They start out kind of like this, but they're a little on the sweet side. And you're like, this is great. And then it's like, oh, but it finishes with fishy seaweed.
Yeah.
But it's not hugely strong.
No. Hmm.
These chips are called By the Seashore.
This is ocean experience.
Yeah. They're inspired by seaweed, but they don't put a lot in for budgetary purposes.
See, it's one of these things where, because I was looking at, when you watch like YouTube videos of people trying different things around the world, different grocery stores, you know, and yeah. Potato chips are one of those ones where, you know, the UK, it's got salt and vinegar, and Australia yeah. has chicken salt, which I have so many questions about.
The Canadians are very into the ketchup. Yeah.
Well, why can't we get some of that stuff here? Well, mm-hmm. then, you know, you have something like this one, which is good, but it's definitely not a flavor profile that most Americans eat.
I think my son would like this. He's very into all sorts of ramen and he makes...
Yes. But if you're not used to this kind of flavor, if your idea of a Monday night meal is like meatloaf and potatoes, yeah. the soy sauce, fishy, maybe squiddy sort of thing that's going on.
Yes, it could be more in that zone.
Might not be quite up your alley.
To their credit, they're not punching you in the face with it. So I do think of my more oceany flavored snacks, mm-hmm. this one is okay. It's just not my favorite, but it does lead with that sort of like beef ramen flavor almost.
Yeah, like you've
but
just...
It's brief.
You've just eaten the packet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a little
bit. You licked a little on your fingers.
I think I like the cucumbery one more yep. so far.
So ladies do like cucumbers.
Oh my God.
Okay, number three looks like bougie Ruffles. Has ridges.
It is huge ridges.
Yeah.
On those Ruffles.
It's more like you got your crimping iron out for this. Ooh, I am already on top of this one, baby.
It's like 80s hair.
It's going to taste like it, too. No, this one smells like chicken bouillon out the gate for me. So
it does.
I'm excited about it. No, this is giving me happy ramen vibes.
Ooh, this is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So when I was in middle school, high school,
mm-hmm.
we would get the ramen,
mm-hmm.
and then I would take it dry,
mm-hmm.
bust it up, put the powder on it, and eat it like that, you know, as a snack. That's what these taste like.
Mm-hmm. They do. It's got a fairly significant celery flavor in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So if you told me they were trying to imitate some sort of turkey stuffing situation, I'd be like, oh, I like that. Good job. High five.
I do agree. It is very celery heavy. Little.
This is one Americans would like.
A little spicy on the back.
Yes.
Just a little. Of course, I also think black pepper is spicy because I'm that white. But yep. like, no,
this
is good.
We both have a hefty amount of Irish in us, don't we?
I like my house cold and my food not quite so spicy, please.
You know, tell us what you do with your potatoes and we'll tell you where in the world you're from. We just boil ours. It's nice. Sometimes we mash them.
Oh.
It's definitely also got that turkey vibe.
Like a ramen. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just a ramen.
Yeah. I would buy like a turkey or chicken ramen. Excuse me. Okay, so my rating is, so far, I would go with 3-1-2. So our ramen, cucumbers, and by the sea.
By the sea.
Okay, I'm excited for the next one, though, because it's like a small Pringle. It's
yes.
not much smaller, but it's small enough that it makes it cute.
It is. Oh, you know what? You're right. It is smaller. Petite Pringle.
Yeah, junior.
That was a lot of snip. If you were in here, you'd be able to hear Amy going... it was a lot of sniff.
This has a tomato vibe right away for me.
All I can taste is that other chip. I need another drink of water.
Pringles have such a distinct, or not just Pringles, these pressed chips where it's like potato has been mashed to death and then extruded. Has a berry potato.
They're
flavor.
Not allowed to call themselves potato chips. They have to call themselves like a potato,
potato product. Inspired.
Something. It'll be on the can because this is a Pringle. I'm not getting like.
It's not salsa-y. My first thought was tomato, but it's not as strong.
You're right. No, I am. Now that I'm eating the second one, I am getting like that tomato.
Maybe this is ketchup. Americans would like this one too. We could put these away.
But would you take them to the football game?
No, they're not very grabbable because
Pringles
once you get
are hard
down in the can,
and you get stuck.
Yeah. So no.
So one of the things I was looking up when I was looking at potato chips,
yes,
that crunchy foods help you make serotonin.
Really? They literally make you happy?
Yes. So serotonin, it's the chemical, acts like a hormone. Carries messages between nerve cells in the brain. Mm-hmm. But 90% of serotonin is made in your gut.
Really?
In your intestines. So you're chewing this crunchy thing, mm-hmm. and the crunchy, crunchy, crunchies kind of gets everything stimulated, and then it makes you do some happy stuff. So they've found that people with ADHD and autism and depression, they, you know, you might be angling. If you find yourself going, you know what I really need is...
some crunch?
Huh? Yeah.
Probably doesn't matter. Like, you could crunch a carrot... and the crunch is happy, or is it happier when it's salty, crunchy?
It's probably the fatty stuff, but yeah, yeah. Just the crunch alone is helpful.
I have heard it tells your brain, like, soup is warm and wonderful and filling, but eat something with crunch so your brain knows you ate food.
Oh.
You're not just having a beverage.
It's like, you're just drinking. That's not a meal.
Yeah. Even though you start to feel sloshy. Yeah.
Huh.
So we're a little over halfway, and we're getting to the one. This next one looks like a traditional Cheeto, the skinny, knobby ones. Yellow like a potato chip, but they have, like, you sprinkled them in bouillon.
Yeah, they're not Cheeto orange. They're brown.
Yeah. This one, initially, I'm licking everything first.
She's very cautious.
Very trusting.
Okay. I expected a Cheeto texture, and they look like Cheetos, but you know how, like, the cheesy Cheetos are mm-hmm. super crunch.
Yeah.
This almost is kind of like hollow on the inside.
Oh, it tastes like something, too. It's more like, like a puffed rice snack, or almost more in the zone of a rice cake or a...
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite in the land of teriyaki.
Oh, teriyaki.
But if you told me it was in that zone, I would be like, yes, okay.
The suggestivity. It tastes like hot cocoa. You're right.
Good.
No, it doesn't. And it's kind of buttery,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. But is that the flavor of the chip?
No. Yeah, it might be the chip. Who needs wine tasting when you can talk about the buttery soy sauce notes of the strange snack on a paper plate?
I am enjoying that one. And now, we haven't had anything spicy yet, but we talked about what's my spice level.
Well, I don't think I got any hot because...
High five.
There was hot, hot, hot pot. And I thought if I ate that, I wouldn't be able to taste anything after that. And then there was a...
And some of those are like, what are the rolled up ones?
Oh, like a taki?
Yes, they look... You can just tell.
Incendiary.
They are, yes.
And then there was a spicy pepper crab. And I was like, well, spicy, no. And it looked very crabby. And I know
it's
you were
two
like,
of my
no seafood. And so I was like, okay, no, maybe no on this spicy hot crab. All right, I'm ready for number six.
Okay.
Also, again, we're back into the Lay's looking kind of thing.
It looks a traditional, like a kettle chip. It looks like, it looks like it used to be a potato.
Kind of bacony? Question mark?
Tuna bacon casserole?
My mom used to put potato chips on the tuna casserole. Did any of y'all have casserole with potato chips on it? That was the only thing that got me through.
There were very few things that I could not eat. And I remember sitting at the table and gagging on tuna casserole. It was rotini pasta. It was tuna. It was probably a can of cream soup.
Cream of mushroom.
Probably.
Yeah. Celery.
Maybe, yeah.
Honestly, the potato chips were the only thing that got me through it as a child.
There were no chips on top of
barbecue. Ours. This tastes like barbecue. Like barbecued beef.
Yes, maybe. And then, I'm not enjoying it. I wouldn't eat more of those.
Also, often with barbecue flavored things, this has a little heat at the end too.
Yes.
The smoky, you can't see my air quotes, people, but the smoky flavor kind of tastes like I licked a barbecue.
Exactly. I was just trying to quantify... It's a little greasy.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a fake smoke. You know when you watch a baking show and the person goes in with like strawberry extract and you're like, no.
Oh.
And you know they're going to taste it. The judges always can tell. They're like, you used an extract, didn't you? This is that feeling.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't need to eat another one. And it's kind of hot. Mm-hmm.
I like the thought. Mm. But there was something in it that definitely had that same...
I'm going to cleanse my palate with a cucumber because I need some help. Yeah, that number six is some sort of barbecue. And I'm sorry, mm-hmm. when we figure out what these are, if you adore that flavor, there's no.
More for you, because yep. we're not snatching those up.
Nope.
And now I'm definitely agreeing that's definitely
barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, and that's definitely cucumber.
Yeah.
Final one.
Number seven.
Has little skinny lines and looks more like the Lay's or the Ruffles with ridges, but they're skinny and close together.
Yep.
We need more water to wash out.
Yeah.
The cucumber
but
chaser.
But see, the nice thing about the magic of recording is, you know, we can be all slurpy and sippy and then cut it out.
Got about an inch and a half of water left. What's this next one going to be like? It's got some green flecks and it initially smells maybe like cheese.
Okay. I'm getting what am I getting? I'm so confused right now. Cheese? Question mark?
I definitely have a cheese vibe.
But not like a Ruffles sour cream and cheddar sort of cheese vibe. This is much more subtle.
Yeah.
It's sweeter? Yeah. Like it has a sweet, almost like a sweet corn.
Oh.
Profile? Question mark?
Maybe. I like it. I went in for another one. It's elote.
Oh.
Because that would have a corny, cheesy, whatever this little green spice on here is.
whatever this stuff is that's in there. I don't know. Shall I get the bag? Shall we come to some...
The big reveal. It's not got any spice like an elote might.
No, it's not like a chili powder kind of thing.
Oh. It is just... A teeny bit sweet.
I don't have my... Let's see.
Do you want me to move plates?
No.
Okay.
Here. I'm just going to grab... Okay, one at a time. I stuck random numbers on bags, right? And then... So I'm just going to grab bags out.
Okay.
And we'll look at them.
We'll tell you what we thought they were.
So seven is...
Oh, pizza.
Pizza.
I don't think I agree.
Wow. So I got melty cheese.
Yep.
Okay, if you sniff the bag, it kind of smells like cafeteria garlic bread.
Mm-hmm. They show pepperoni on this cheese pizza slice, on the pizza slice, and
yeah,
I'm not getting that.
This is by Calbi.
I would eat those, probably a lot of them.
It has a zesty pizza kick. Bon appetito. Bon appetito. Okay.
Right, so number seven is tasty, but maybe not quite as pizza forward as build.
All right. Then we've got, what is this? Three.
Three.
Oh, so three was the one that we both liked. The big ridges.
Yeah.
Kind of thought like it was like ramen.
Okay. What did they think? Oh, and this is
chicken wing.
Oh, chicken wing.
It says here, artificial chicken wing flavor. I definitely.
That explains the celery.
Yeah. Because they've got like chicken kind of bouillon-y sort of action.
I agree with that much more.
I do too. These are Lay's and I'm not quite sure.
They're international Lay's.
Product of China.
Oh, okay.
So
nice.
100% like me the ridgy chicken ones. Okay, yeah. So the one that you said was a Pringle.
Okay.
It is tomato.
Oh, it's a bright pink container, you guys.
We'll take pictures. It is a very bright pink container.
It's also Barbie wanted some tomato Pringles.
It's also Lay's. I saw this one. This is the one that I saw across a room. And I tried to grab them without looking at what they were. The only thing, if it had seafood on it, I was like, nope. And I just, but the rest of them, it was kind of funny because Chaz had the basket and I was just like, grab, throw. And
he
was like, don't you want to look? No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Okay,
number one.
Okay.
It is cucumber flavor.
Okay. See, and Lay's is a winner today. We have a third Lay's choice.
Yeah. That was what a lot of them were.
Little Lay's, trying weird stuff.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, and that's just straight cucumber flavor. They're not, nothing else.
Yeah, that's what they, I mean, you look at the little ingredients.
Well, I do not read Chinese, sadly.
Well, no, they have labels on them that.
Does smell kind of,
right there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They have labels where you can cheat.
Oh, yes. When you go to World Market and you buy the chocolate and they've had to stick on the label because apparently Europeans do not care what's in their chocolate.
No, you know, but we want to know.
They don't care the same things. They probably care something.
Okay, so the Cheeto, it is a Cheeto.
It is a Cheeto brand.
And there's meat with like an herb on it.
It's like a patty of meat?
Steak flavor. Yeah, look, it's like
steak.
A little steak. You know, Korean barbecue, sort of like the meat where it looks like more fat than meat. That would explain kind of why this has that butter.
Yes.
The butter vibe.
Yeah. I liked those.
I don't think
this would be like if you buy Cadbury here versus Cadbury in the UK, it tastes different.
Is it different?
Mm-hmm. And these Cheetos I would also say the same thing. Like, they're manufactured a little differently.
That texture.
Or maybe it's just that cheese powder does something.
I don't know. I do think the texture is different. They're not as crispy.
No.
It might be that where these are sold, uh-huh. this looks like... Oh, that's interesting. Product of China, but imported through Ontario, California? Huh. Ah, okay. So I have a... What is this one?
Which number?
Number six.
Yeah, okay. Number six
I'm going to lean into this again.
Yeah, what was this?
Mm. Now that I know, it's lamb flavor.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Roasted cumin lamb skewer flavor. Once I saw that it said lamb, I could taste the lamb. They're oh, those trying... are a little spicy. I forgot.
They're trying to get that grilled flavor in, and it's just a little bit like...
Yeah. Say this is more like a mutton.
Yes.
It's
yes.
It's got sweaty, exactly. sheepy...
Yes. I would rate that one as not entirely pleasant.
Okay. But it does nail the flavor.
It does.
Right? Okay. I'm yep. not in love with it.
No.
But it does hit.
But if you like a good mutton kebab,
mm-hmm.
you go find
That's
those.
That's it. Okay. So the last one... Let's see. Number two... What did we think number two was? Fishy, question mark.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it is crab. I'm so sorry.
It wasn't like horrible crab, though. It was all right. Just plain old crab?
Fried crab.
Fried crab. Oh, really fried? Why did I do that? It's definitely. That would explain maybe why it wasn't quite so punch you in the face.
Mm.
They've got that kind of fried yummy.
I like the fried crab. I know you don't like it. I'm sorry.
Well, now that I think the idea that I know what it is, I firmly know what it is, my brain is feeling differently
about it. Because they had one that had Korean barbecued squid on it, so I avoided that.
Thank you.
And there was another one that had, like, a fish on it, and I avoided that. Honestly, I didn't even notice the crab.
He's pretty cute down there at the bottom of the bag.
He is, right? You know, and these bags, bright blue, bright purple.
Yeah, the also, packaging like is winning.
Food bags that, I mean, we don't do purple.
No. No, that's not a food color. Aqua is not a food color.
Uh-uh.
Maybe sometimes, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm so glad we did this.
Yeah.
Which one are you? Ones are you taking home?
The ones that I would sit and snack on without thinking about it would definitely be... I want to love the Cheeto one because I am kind of happy about... The texture isn't crunchy like our Cheetos, but it is crisp. And I like that corny flavor, but I am just off-put by that. The smoke. I would definitely eat the pizza ones that didn't taste like pizza entirely. And,
they don't.
The wings. Cucumber's nice, but I've had enough of those. I will not be eating more mutton or more... Crab.
That mutton, man.
The tomato ones were nice.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so what's the takeaway? The takeaway is...
Tastes very widely.
Try some different stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I gotta say, too, 100%, this is way better than the turkey gravy.
Oh.
Or even the... What was the... There was like taco truck.
Yes.
Oh, the salsa. Oh, yes. The salsa.
Cilantro should not be a part of candy.
How could I forget the
and
salsa?
And I was trying to think how long ago we did this with... The taco truck, and it's been
a while. It's been a hot minute. So if you and also we just had the 300th episode come out, so this is kind of like a yay, celebrate, let's be silly for that. But if you want to watch those other ones, I will have in the listen to those other ones. I'll have in the show notes our other tasty things. If you have ideas for stuff that we could do like this,
ooh,
this is something you enjoy, brainjunkpodcast@gmail.com. And also, we're on YouTube now.
Yes.
But we're going to be doing reverse. We're going to start at the beginning.
Yep.
And it was, I got to tell you.
Back catalog.
So I put one, two, three. I'm going to do one a day for a month.
Okay.
Okay. They're so...
It's wild to me that that's only 10%.
We sound so like not that we know what we're doing.
Surprise!
It's welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr. And I'm Amy Barton. And it's very clear that we're reading a script that we wrote. Oh, but it's kind of fun to go back. And then I think, you know, if you like listening on YouTube, like when you're doing something else, you could, you know, work your way forward. Or skip around.
Yeah. I like the idea of doing a retro food episode again because we did some weird American foods. There's so much out there that, especially in that post-World War II era, what people did with food just exploded.
Maybe some fun, odd drinks.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Some Jell-O molds.
I'm thinking an aspic. I've never tried an aspic.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's going to be bad. It's part of the fun.
Lime Jell-O, tuna fish. Oh,
right?
No.
And we're going to chase it with buttermilk.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. Well, high five.
High five.
Ooh.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us on this adventure. Do this with your family. There's a few markets around town. World Market here in Spokane does have some international foods that might expose you to some tastes you don't ordinarily get.
Yep. And you can, like I said, you can order this stuff if you feel ambitious and your wallet's feeling very full and heavy.
A great tax refund this
year. There were so many cool places like in the UK and stuff like that where you could order stuff. I did a lot of looking over the pandemic because I was like, I need to do, but I'm cheap. So this is perfect. If you're in Seattle, hit Wajumaya. And
bring an extra suitcase when you travel internationally. It'll weigh like 2 pounds when you come back because it's all potato chips. And you will definitely be searched. But
look, I like snacking. Don't bother me.
Would you like this bag? It tastes like lamb kebab.
This one tastes like chicken. I don't hate that. All right.
Me either. If you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. Your hands can be dirty with chip dust on them.
Oh, yeah.
And you can still move to the next podcast.
Oh, and Amy and I will catch you next time when we manage to wash our hands off so I could turn off the record button. And we will share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.